Week 6 and 7, 97th Legislative Session. Friday, February 25th, concluded the 7th week of the 97th South Dakota Legislative Session. 9 legislative days remain. South Dakota Bankers Legislative Day. Wednesday, February 9th, the SDBA hosted its annual State Legislative Day. We had an action-packed day beginning with the SDBA board meeting and legislative committee briefing on bank-related bills we have been following. The SDBA's opposition to Senate Bill 182 was the primary focus of both morning meetings and our evening reception when visiting with our legislators, as this bill is very concerning for all South Dakota banks. Senate Bill 182, a bill brought by outside of South Dakota special interest groups, is aimed only and squarely at banks and would restrict banks' abilities to do business with the state if a bank has policies regarding banking firearms and ammunition customers. It further implies that we are not banking our gun and ammunition customers, both buyers and sellers, and we deeply resent that implication. Our evening reception, hosted by the South Dakota Bankers, offered an exclusive opportunity to have face-to-face discussions with legislators on Senate Bill 182. This was grassroots lobbying at its finest. The evening was impactful, as we shared our concerns with members of the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee and many other lawmakers in attendance. Tuesday, February 15th, we presented our opposition testimony in committee and defeated this measure by a vote of 6-2 with one absent. Simultaneously, as the momentum of our arguments defeating Senate Bill 182 in the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee, the bill's sponsors hoghoused the language from Senate Bill 182 into a vehicle bill, House Bill 1314. The name Hoghouse Amendment is unique to the South Dakota Legislature. It is an amendment process that allows the entire contents of a bill to be changed even long after the bill introduction deadline has passed. By doing so, House Bill 1314 was scheduled to be heard by the House Judiciary Committee the next day, Wednesday afternoon, February 16th. Another call to action to our membership was necessary to assist us in defeating House Bill 1314 before the House Judiciary Committee. Again, we were prepared to defeat this bill, as the committee chairman tabled the bill, as the sponsors did not have the votes in committee. While we knew we won the day, we remained guarded through Wednesday, February 23rd, crossover day, the last day for bills to pass by joint resolution by the House of Origin. Other legislative news. House Bill 1002. This bill is an act to revise certain provisions regarding the investments authorized for state public funds brought by the State Investment Council. This allows the expansion of state public funds invested by the State Investment Council, where the permanent school and other educational and charitable trust funds, state cement plant trust funds, and the health care and education trust funds are invested. House Bill 1008. This bill is an act to provide a cause of action for employees that are required to receive a vaccination as a condition of employment, the ability to bring a claim against an employer for damages for injuries or illness brought by the vaccine. The SDBA Board of Directors has authorized the SDBA to advocate against this legislation. House Bill 1085. This bill is an act to expand the eligibility for a small estate probate. The intent is to expand the value of the entire estate, wherever located, less liens and encumbrances, does not exceed $100,000, a change from the $50,000 threshold. House Bill 1289, update provisions regarding self-service storage. The intent of this bill is to clean up language and modernize. However, when reviewing the language, they would strike prior lien holder rights. The SDBA board has authorized us to work with the sponsor to improve this bill prior to its hearing. Senate Bill 158, to revise provisions regarding the ability of an owner or caretaker of an impounded animal. This bill would provide any law enforcement agency that has seized an animal a priority lien upon the animal for costs incurred as a result of the seizure. We have discussed our concern with the sponsor, and the sponsor pulled the bill. Senate Bill 171. This bill would prohibit health insurance policies from restricting the method of payment for dental care. This bill was filed on behalf of the South Dakota Dental Association, intending for dental practitioners to have alternative payment methods when receiving insurance payments from dental insuring companies. House Bill 1061. This bill would codify an advisory committee for the appraisal certification program. House Bill 1115. This bill is to allow succession of real property by affidavit. Senate Bill 30. This bill is to add Juneteenth as a state holiday. The 19th day of June is commonly known as Juneteenth. Senate Bill 53. This bill to make an appropriation to increase workforce housing across South Dakota. This bill would appropriate $200 million from state and federal funds to increase the housing supply across South Dakota. Senate Bill 65, this bill is an act to delineate or outline the proper uses for the South Dakota Housing Opportunity Fund in a way of new single and multifamily housing, substantial rehabilitation of existing housing and homes to become more accessible to individuals with disabilities and to help prevent homelessness. Senate Bill 79, this bill is an act to clarify cross-references regarding powers of attorney. Senate Bill 163, an act to address transparency in prescription drug pricing. This bill, brought by the pharmacy lobby, suggests the reimbursement rates set by pharmacy benefit managers are too low to cover pharmacists' costs to purchase drugs, specifically rural and independent pharmacies. In essence, this bill establishes a floor for the cost of reimbursement to the pharmacies at no less than the pharmacist's acquisition costs. As a result, this mandate would impact all insureds and increase the cost of insurance coverage to the consumer. The impact of this legislation would have cost the SDBA-sponsored MET health insurance plan an additional $280,000 with no additional benefit to its members. The SDBA assisted in defeating this measure on the floor of the Senate, 1916. This summary concludes Week 7 of the 97th Legislative Session in Pierre.